USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FAA has grounded a drone that was shooting video of up to 11,000 illegal immigrants sheltering under a bridge along the border with Mexico. The FAA putting a two-week flight restriction over Del Rio, Texas, late Thursday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says people need to know what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a AAA survey, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline up 0.3 cents to $3.19 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A parent is speaking out as the search continues for his daughter. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Gabby Petito's biological father, Joseph Petito, telling Fox News yesterday it's extremely frustrating knowing that the fiancé knows something and he simply isn't talking, and neither is his family.
We're all trying to find the answer, and the only person who knows it, you know, is sitting over in their house over there.
Now, her stepfather is expressing the same kind of frustration.
It's absolutely absurd. You refer to her as the love of your life. Everything seemed to be happy. Why? Why are you silent?
In another development, authorities in Wyoming have begun a search of a site near Grand Teton National Park where the two were last seen together in late August.
An FDA advisory panel is continuing their all-day hearing regarding COVID-19 booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
On Thursday, President Biden delivered remarks regarding leveling the playing field in the economy to give the middle class a break. The president calling on big corporations to pay their fair share of taxes. The president even saying that wealthy people are paying less in taxes than the middle class. When it comes to the president's tax plan, Stephen Moore, who advised former President Donald Trump on his economic agenda, tells Fox News.
Well, I'm just surprised. I thought that we elected Joe Biden, not Bernie Sanders and AOC. It's the far left wing agenda that was articulated yesterday. By the way, there's no surprise, Dana, that the tax writing committees are coming up with their plan, and it doesn't just hit people who make over $400,000. It hits these are their own numbers. It hits anyone who makes over $40,000. So that's probably about 95% of the people who are watching this show. This is a tax on the American dream. It's a tax on success. There was no growth message about how we're going to create jobs, how we're going to make America a more prosperous place. I hated the speech.
A test pilot for the Boeing 737 MAX is reportedly facing federal charges for allegedly misleading regulators about safety issues with the plane. The Wall Street Journal reporting test pilot Mark Faulkner will face prosecution in the coming weeks. Faulkner was the test pilot during the development of the 737 MAX, which had issues with its flight control system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.